Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here in the studio with us is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Must be that time of week.
It certainly is. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I always look forward to this. But before we can do this week's show, what about last week's challenge?
In which I said, start with the phrase Swedish car. Rearrange the letters into 2 5-letter words that can complete this sentence. As the basketball players shot blank through the air, he knew it would be a blank.
Well, I believe it's arced and swish.
Well, you would believe correct. Okay, Ian, on June 17th, 1944, Iceland formally became an independent republic. Under the control of the Crown of Denmark since the late 1300s, Iceland became a kingdom, still ruled by the Danish king in 1918 under the Danish-Icelandic Act of Union. When the act expired 25 years later, ties with the monarchy were severed and a new constitution was adopted. To celebrate Iceland's independence, this week each correct answer will end with the letters I, C, E.
Nice.
Who was a professor of political science at Stanford University, the provost of Stanford University from 1993 to 1999, the national security advisor from 2001 to 2005, and secretary of state from 2005 to 2009?
Gotta be Condi Rice.
That is Condoleezza Rice, indeed. And Ms. Rice was the second African-American secretary of state and the second female secretary of state. The organist for the Clearwater Phillies, the keyboardist for the Amarillo Texans, and the Daytona Cubs public address announcer have all been ejected from baseball games for playing what children's rhyme to protest a perceived bad call, a song frequently used as a taunt before a fourth umpire was required for all games.
It's Three Blind Mice.
That is correct. And also asked to stop playing Three Blind Mice, a Brooklyn Dodgers fan band called the Symphony Band. While it more precisely refers to the instant when the sun is at its highest point in the sky, what term is often used for the entire day in June on which this highest point occurs in the Northern Hemisphere?
Solstice.
Do you know which one, since it's June in the Northern Hemisphere?
Summer solstice.
That's right. In June in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the summer solstice. Of course, in June in the Southern Hemisphere, it's the winter solstice, because they're weird down there. Solstice comes from the Latin from sol, meaning sun, and sistere, meaning to stand still. Often criticized for its apparent anti-Semitic themes, what Shakespeare play introduced us to the phrase a pound of flesh, used literally in the play as the price demanded by Shylock for failure to repay a loan by a specified date?
Merchant of Venice.
That's right, The Merchant of Venice. And finally, there are 2 James Bond films that fit the category. One is the 1967 installment starring Sean Connery, and the other is its follow-up, the 1969 film that was the only one starring George Lazenby as James Bond. What 2 films are these?
So it's not Quantum of Solace.
No, unless you spell it wrong. Quantum of Solace does not qualify.
Gee whiz. I don't know if I'll know this. All right, let me think about it. You only die twice. You only live twice.
You only live twice is the first one, yes.
Okay. James Bond joins the police. No. I don't know. I give.
Do you want me to give you the word that ends in ICE?
Sure.
It's service.
Oh, Her Majesty's Secret Service?
Yep, on Her Majesty's Secret Service. Well, Ian showed he's no novice. Take my advice. Make the right choice and drop us a line at quiz@wamc.org.
And if you've been enticed, you can go to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at these questions or some extra credit or this challenge. Mice?
Start with the phrase, break the ice. Change one letter to a G, and you can rearrange the result to spell a 3-word phrase, 3 letters, 4 letters, 4 letters, that you might say to someone who is walking away from you. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I will get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We'll see you then.